Well, Nance, when a lot of guys like to go shopping, what they like to go shopping for is power tools and four-wheel drive vehicles. A lot of women, when they like to go shopping, they like to go shopping for shoes and clothes and stuff, but not us, huh? We like to go shopping for different kinds of food.
Yes, and the more interesting, unusual to us, and adventurous foodstuffs, the better.
You range far and wide and are in search of all kinds of different ingredients for all kinds of worldwide cuisines.
That's true. I love to drive up and down Highway 99, whether it's up north of Seattle, through Seattle, or down all the way by you in Tacoma, Stein. I'm always staring into the little strip malls and surely next to the nail salon and the vape shop and the teriyaki stop, yeah. You're going to find some type of wonderful little grocery or produce place.
And you just recently blundered into a pretty cool Ethiopian grocery, didn't you?
You know, I've probably driven by this place 10 million times, but I happened to be in a store next door, and I was hot to get my hands on some injera.
That stretchy Ethiopian bread that you can put all the other stuff on.
Right, so I stopped into this place, and there was a big, long line in this tiny grocery by a window in the back, and I asked a gentleman in the back of the line, you know, what's going on? And he said, meat.
Because that was the day the fresh beef came in from Eastern Washington.
Once a week, they get a big beef delivery, and people stand in line and wait to have their meat cut off. I just needed some stew meat. I wasn't even sure what part of the beast this guy was cutting my meat from, but it was absolutely delicious. It was leaner, much leaner than anything I would have bought in the supermarket. It was bright red and absolutely delicious. Kind of chewy in the way the grass-fed meat is. That's not the only place I've learned to shop. I'm always on the lookout for stores that call themselves European. Now, what does that mean to you?
I think often it means Eastern European.
Europe is a big place, but when you see stores that say Euro or European, that's the best place to go and get your hands on some real Russian-style rye bread, like the kind that I grew up eating on the East Coast. So I get that there. But also I need a bag of pierogi or always all kinds of smoked fish and interesting smoked meats at shops like that. We eat Mexican food at home a lot. The boys like to cook it. And I went to a terrific place right next door to the Russian place that I had never gone in before called Rancho Grande. I bought myself some chicharrones. There was a giant tortilla that came from Oaxaca I had never seen before. The guy said they're for Mexican pizza. Such a nice gentleman who convinced me I needed to come back on the weekends for his wife's homemade tamales. That's the kind of thing you would only find out if you poked your nose into a place that you might be unfamiliar with. Give it a shot.
Yeah, try something different for a change. That's the advice I should give myself. But for foods of many lands, all under one roof, Nancy recommends
Star Fruit and Vegetables in Linwood. You gotta poke your nose around to find this place. It's close to Ye Ye's, the Vietnamese sandwich joint. But what's so great about it is it doesn't matter what I'm looking for, they have it. My husband loves that Café du Monde chicory coffee from New Orleans.
Yeah.
They got it. If I need fresh galangal, well, they had frozen galangal in the way back. They have giant fronds of dill weed. Anything I want, Vietnamese fermented fish paste, they got it.
Once again, the name of that place?
Star Fruit and Vegetables in Linwood.
With KPLU's free-ranging food explorer, Nancy...
I'll eat anything.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.